communications, Carla.
Item 825, request of Diana Richardson to address council regarding opposition to the expansion of the Zenith Terminal and subsequent increased shipping of fracked gas through our city.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. My name is Melanie Plout, Dr. Melanie Plout, and Diane Richardson asked me to testify instead of her today because she is ill. I did send a communication through the clerk yesterday.
Thank you very much.
I also have another request. There are three of us here today to testify about Zenith, three physicians, and I'd like to allow Dr. Kelly O'Hanley to testify first because she has a conflict that she has to get to quickly. Is that okay?
That's not a problem without objection. Carla, could you read the second name, please? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, third, 827.
Okay. 827, request of Kelly O'Hanley to address council regarding expansion of the Zenith Oil Terminal.
And is Ann Turner with you as well?
Yes, she is.
Why don't you call Ann Turner, 826, please?
Mm-hmm. Request of Ann Turner to address council regarding Portland Fossil Fuels.
That way you can all come up.
And Mayor,
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. I'm assuming that the people in red are people you know. They came to show their support today.
Generally, we know most of them.
So would we want to just get you to stand up so we'll know that you're supporting the testimony that's happening? It's always good for us to have a visual.
Good morning.
I thought the red shirts were important, so thanks.
So who wanted to, let's go ahead and clear the clock and let's start with whoever wants to go first.
Fine, good morning. My name is Dr. Kelly O'Hanley. I'm affiliated with Physicians for Social Responsibility here in Oregon and with Center for Sustainable Economy. In a couple of weeks, you'll be receiving several thousand signatures from the Stop Zenith Collaborative, urging you to take action to stop it. I was one of the people that helped collect signatures. And regardless of how many thousands you receive, I can tell you it's a fraction of what really reflects the city's people's attitudes. It was pretty much the easiest job I've ever had. My kind of pitch was that we were here to let people know about the would-be expansion of a oil terminal right in northwest Portland. It'd be fracked gas coming all the way from Canada down the gorge to Portland for export to Asia. And people were like reaching for the pen, like, no, we don't want this. It was pretty amazing, and it was wonderful to be able to educate people about those that didn't know. And we invited them to sign a petition, like, you know, urging city council to take action, lawyer up, do what it takes, make it stop. So you'll see those signatures. And among the things that we feel that you could do would be help fund a risk assessment of the critical energy infrastructure. This assessment would lay the groundwork for a policy to charge polluters for the full costs of the risks they're placing on the city, and Zenith being one of them. The Multnomah County has already kicked in some money. They're going to work with Portland State. And if the city can match funds, if you will, that would be a big step for confronting
Can I ask you a question on that? It seems like a very sensible approach to a public health problem like this. What the lawyers often tell us is that the areas with railroads are fraught because of federal preemption, state preemption, other kinds of things. Has some legal analysis been done as to whether localities have that authority?
Oh, I'm glad you didn't. You asked me a question I can't answer.
Let me put it this way. It sounds to me like that's something we'll do collectively. Take a look at that, because the railroads are very challenging to
right.
deal with, as
I
you know,
agreed.
Because of the preemptions
agreed.
That they've...
But there are also a lot of areas for risk, but your lawyers could find that out, and I mean, I would urge them to do it because
I think the concept is very sound.
I think it is too, and other industries have to fork out money for risk bonding. You know, if you're a contractor in building, you have to put up money in case there's problems, and the fact that this industry has gotten scot-free on that is crazy to me. And like, why shouldn't they be a pool of money sitting there for the eventuality of a mishap?
Well, in fact, in the tort law, and I'm a recovering lawyer, you know, we say that for dangerous activities in general, we apply a strict liability standard. We say whatever harm you cause, you are strictly liable without having to establish fault because you're inherently a dangerous activity.
Well, and I mean, unfortunately, there's also been history of, Loch Mog and Teak and other disasters where, they have so many firewalls, legal firewalls, that they just walk off, Right. Okay, we've declared bankruptcy. So we want the money to be set aside up front so that they can't do the walk away and leave us holding the bag, which is what's happened over and over again in other places.
Could I suggest the following, because this is a really important issue, and obviously we're all chomping at the bit to join the conversation. Why don't we let this panel complete their testimony, and then let's jump in after the fact, because my suspicion is they're going to raise a number of issues, ask some questions, and offer some solutions. So why don't we hear the panel out, and then let's jump in.
Great. So great. I'll go on to...
That did not take any of your time, by the way.
My precious time. Don't take it away. So I'm just going to make one other suggestion. Please. About a possible step. The Zenith is applying for a permit for a new pipe under Front Street, and they want to import a chemical called methylene diphenyl isocyanate. I can barely say it. And... I mean, I don't want to get too wonky, but it's an unholy mess. It's dangerous.
It's not wonky at all.
It's been known to cause asthma, lung damage, and in severe cases, fatal reactions. They want to import it by boat, and what it would do with a spill is worrisome. So we're urging you to look at that carefully, potentially deny that permit. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Dr. Ann Turner, and thank you, Mayor Wheeler and the Portland City Council, for the opportunity to speak today about my opposition to Zenith Energy. Zenith Energy's operations are not only a threat to Portland's health and safety, but are exacerbating global warming and contributing to our climate emergency. Now, I will focus my comments on this issue. I retired from Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center, a community health center which cares for vulnerable populations, a few years ago. Vulnerable populations bear the brunt of the effects of global warming. Now I'm a volunteer with Oregon's PSR's Healthy Climate Action Team. On one day last month, 12.5 billion tons of ice melted in Greenland. This is the hottest summer on record in the world. Ever. The Amazon is burning. We can no longer deny that our planet is in the midst of a climate emergency. Zenith is transporting tar sands oil, the worst type of oil for the climate, producing three times the greenhouse gas emissions of conventionally produced oil. Tar sands oil comes from the Canadian boreal forest, and extracting it destroys its carbon sequestering forest and wetlands. A gallon of gasoline from tar sands oil puts 15% more CO2 into the air than a gallon made from conventional oil. Tar sands extraction uses more energy and more water to get the oil out of the ground. Tar sands is extreme oil in every way. Portland City Council passed an ordinance banning new fossil fuel infrastructure in 2016, and Portland's created the Portland Clean Energy Fund. The council must continue its leadership role in promoting a healthy climate by taking action to stop Zenith's operations. On another topic, we're excited to learn that the mayor's office, your office, is creating a climate emergency resolution, but we are concerned that its approval has a very short timeline. A resolution of this significance must be given adequate time for stakeholder engagement and feedback, especially from frontline communities. On September 20th, the youth will lead an international climate strike. Youth will bear the burden of climate disasters. We must act now. There is no time left. Our planet is on life support. Zenith must be stopped. We must keep tar sands and other fossil fuels in the ground and move to 100% renewable energy. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, almost exactly 6 months ago, I came to council to ask you to take action on the Zenith Terminal. I talked about a prior resolution that council had passed in 2015, which reads, "It is binding city policy to oppose all projects that would increase the amount of crude oil being transported through the city of Portland." And I was heartened 6 months ago to hear Mayor Wheeler promise to take action. Since then, there have been public forums, meetings, discussions, and proposals. And yet, dangerous oil trains still move through our neighborhoods. And the world's most destructive fossil fuel is still being exported through our city. It is time to move past promises, past declarations, to action itself. In these 6 months, Zenith has been, shall we say, less than forthcoming on several fronts. About spill testing with the DEQ, about what kinds of substances it plans to handle with some of your offices, and about a proposed pipe under Front Avenue. Recently, according to a warning letter sent by DEQ, it turns out several of the company's storage tanks haven't been inspected in more than 5 years, putting them out of compliance with state law. And the person they appointed to be in charge of an emergency spill response lives 4 hours away, which is not only sloppy and unacceptable, but shows a disdain for our cities and our rivers. I say be highly skeptical if this company makes any promises that it plans to handle greener fuels. This is a tar sands company. We need City Council and your staff to dig harder than you have been and to look at all options to stop the tar sands and the oil trains. This is your job. Our job is to keep reminding you to do your job. In a few weeks, the people of Portland will be at Zenith for a 60-hour vigil from the early morning of September 4th continuously until the evening of the 26th. We would like to invite the mayor and all the commissioners to drop by and join us in this watchful and legal surveillance during that time. Around the world, forests burn, islands are submerged, and drought-induced refugees suffer wherever they try to find home. Portland residents want to be proud of the action this council takes related to the crisis that is climate change. It's pretty simple. We need to move as quickly as humanly possible away from fossil fuel extraction. The hard part is that in order to do this, we all need to be just a little bit braver. So we say, have courage, take risks, stop the tar sands. The future will judge our leaders harshly for a tepid response at this crucial moment. I've also been asked to confirm that council is not going to take any action on extending a permit for Zenith today. Can you confirm that with me?
I can confirm that
today. Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for your time.
Great, and I just wanted to quickly, well, first of all, I want to thank you, and I want to thank all of your colleagues for being here as well. And while you don't see everything that is going on, I want to assure you that this is a top priority, not just for me, not just for this council, but the bureaus as well. They're working very, very hard to get accurate data and accurate information so that they can inform the decisions that are being made. One of you had mentioned that you didn't feel that the data was accurate. That is a concern, and it's a legitimate concern that not only the First Responder Bureau has, but also the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and the Bureau of Development Services, as well as some of our other agency partners. Number two, we are working with and collaborating with our agency partners because while we don't regulate all of it, there are other parts that are regulated by other agency partners like DEQ. DEQ, as you know, just recently indicated, they sent a warning letter to Zenith saying that they saw some red flag issues and violations regarding their oil spill prevention practices. Zenith has 30 days as of the time that that letter was actually sent to demonstrate that they in fact have those practices in place. And if not, there is remediation that we can then employ collectively with the state. The permit that has been talked about substantially in recent weeks has not yet been, it's my understanding, has not yet been, unless it happened like in the last 24 hours, it has not yet been received by the Office of Community Technology.
Obviously, you're talking about the pipe under the road, yes.
That's obvious. That pipeline permit is obviously a critical juncture. It's a critical question, and it's one that I will personally take a great interest in, but we have not yet received that permit, so there's no action we can specifically take on that permit, either in favor or in opposition to that. Last but not least, with regard to the climate emergency declaration, I hear what you're saying with regard to wishing that there could be more input from stakeholders. Could I ask you a follow-up question? Because there is a sense of urgency that I have to that. We are certainly not the first city to declare a climate emergency. We have taken other actions in lieu of that, and we've updated our climate action plan in lieu of that, but we believe that it is important that we take that stand collectively with other cities. I will be going to C40 at the end of September. In addition, as you mentioned, the climate strike that young people are engaged in, they want to see action out of this council and a statement of clear values out of this council. What is it that you feel that the stakeholders need in addition to what they already have to inform this process? How could we make that happen with relative speed?
Well, I think that I'm not really sure that I'm the person that can answer this question, first of all, but I do think that really it requires quite a bit of time to really analyze and look at something of this magnitude. And, you know, whether or not you might be able to take, you know, a preliminary or a draft climate resolution with you might be an option, but okay. Giving, you know, normally when you're looking at approving, when states are looking at approving fossil fuel projects, there is minimally a 60-day hearing period.
And we have all that as well, and it can come in the form of a resolution. Then it goes out to the bureaus, and the bureaus actually develop policy that comes back to City Council at a later date.
Can we circle back to you quickly, within the day and make some concrete suggestions?
Absolutely, and I'm deliberately making some noise. So if there are some stakeholders out there who feel that their input would be valued and valuable to this process, I certainly welcome it. I'm open to it. I'd like to see it. And so I think my concern is
twofold. One, we want to be sure that frontline communities are involved in any kind of resolution, and I don't know what outreach you've done to those groups already. Not being one of those communities, I can't really speak for them. The other piece is that, a climate emergency, declaring a climate emergency only means something if it has some teeth in it. And so to just have this be some sort of window dressing that we care is probably not going to be adequate.
So let me touch on that point, too, and then I'll cede to my colleagues because I've gone a little longer than I wanted to, but this is a really important and interesting issue. The 2016 ordinance that came before the City Council, which I supported at the time, not as a member of the City Council, but I supported it as a statewide elected official, that was remanded back to us, and that is being brought to the City Council with what we believe are the significant legal issues addressed. That's full of teeth.
You're talking about the zoning amendment now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all teeth. In addition, some of the actions that we're looking at here in terms of fairly evaluating the request for any permits that might come forth, addressing any violations on the site, those also are real regulatory teeth that we can deploy when necessary. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you all for being here this morning and your passion around making sure that we don't have trains going through our community that blow up and destroy our community. I believe the last legislative session there was a bill that could have been helpful to require the bonding take place. I think the bond amount was way too low, because if one of those trains blow, it's going to cost billions of dollars, not just the measly amount that the legislature started with. But having said that, I think that it has to be a full court press on all fronts. DEQ has been irresponsible in their responsibility to make sure that Zenith does the testing that they're required to do every year. So I don't have as much faith that now that they're paying attention that they're going to actually do something without the public's pressure, right? It's going to take public pressure to make sure DEQ actually does what it's supposed to do. It's going to take pressure in the legislators. So there's a lot of legislators running for re-election now. And so getting a commitment from them early that they, in fact, are committed to making sure that we either change the law or strengthen the law to make sure that our communities are protected. And for me personally, as the person who is responsible for the fire bureau, I really want Zenith to have its own fire crew.
Right.
Because heaven forbid we have to send residential firefighters into a Zenith fire. It is a radically different fire than what our folks are trained for. And I think, quite frankly, the cost of them actually having to have an on-site fire team with the appropriate equipment hopefully will be enough to convince them maybe there are easier places to do business.
Who should people contact on your staff if they want to be involved in the climate resolution discussion?
I would encourage them to contact Sam Diaz.
And how do you spell that?
D-I-A-Z.
At Portland Oregon.
First name, Sam, S-A-M. Sam.Diaz at PortlandOregon.gov.
Great.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.